Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when you mess up? Like, really mess up? Maybe it's a big blunder at work, a hurtful comment to a loved one, or just that moment where you trip over your own feet and faceplant right into the ground. It happens to all of us, but sometimes those stumbles feel like they define us. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Practicing self-forgiveness. Because let's be real, holding on to guilt and shame is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, drains your energy, and makes it hard to move forward. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, easy there. Forgiveness isn't just about saying, sorry, and moving on. It's way more complicated than that. You're absolutely right. Self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, self-compassion, and a willingness to look at ourselves honestly, even the parts we don't like. But trust me, it's worth every step. Here are 5 things that can help you on your path to self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your mistakes. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. You need to own up to what happened without making excuses or minimizing the impact of your actions. Think about it like this. Avoiding responsibility is like ignoring a flat tire. You can pretend everything's fine, but eventually, you're going to crash and burn. 2. Understand your imperfections. We all make mistakes, big and small. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up for your flaws, try to see them as opportunities for growth. Remember, nobody's perfect. Even that person who seems to have it all together is probably battling their own demons behind closed doors. 3. Practice self-compassion. Imagine you're talking to a good friend who made the same mistake. What would you say to them? Probably something kind and encouraging, right? Now, extend that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and empathy you'd offer to someone you care about. 4. Learn from your experiences. Every mistake is a chance to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this situation? How can I prevent it from happening again? By focusing on the lessons, you shift your perspective from shame to growth. 5. Let go of the past. Holding on to anger, resentment, and guilt will only keep you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and move forward with intention. It's like releasing a hot air balloon. Once you let go, it floats freely, taking those heavy emotions with it. Ever feel like your mind is playing a constant loop of past regrets? You know that feeling when you keep replaying a conversation or decision over and over again, wishing things had gone differently? It's happened to me countless times. I remember this one time I completely bombed a presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my voice was shaky, and I basically stumbled through the entire thing. Afterward, I replayed it in my head for days, feeling like a complete failure. But then I realized something. Dwelling on that mistake wasn't going to change anything. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on what I could learn from the experience. I practiced more, prepared better next time, and eventually, those butterflies turned into confidence. The key was letting go of the past and embracing the opportunity for growth. So remember, self-forgiveness is not about condoning your mistakes or pretending they didn't happen. It's about accepting them as part of who you are, learning from them, and moving forward with kindness and grace. You deserve peace and happiness, and that starts with forgiving yourself for the stumbles along the way. Don't let guilt and shame hold you back. Take a deep breath, release those heavy emotions, and remember. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Now go out there, shine your light brightly, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-forgiveness. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep practicing those healthy boundaries and protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.